Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This podcast is part of the Bomb Pod Media Network.
I shoot the lights out. Until it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Staying in the shadows. It's called probing. Make sure things are all clear.
Clear for what?
For the rest of the world.
You guys hear that?
He's out there.
To the show, everybody. I am your host, Tony Merkel, and I am really glad that you're here, and I'm really glad to be here. I've been really trying to focus on the iTunes subscriptions and reviews, and here's why. iTunes really breaks down their analytics this way. The more reviews you have, the more of an audience you'll have. The more reviews you have, the more of an audience that they'll expose you to. So that's why I always ask for you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. And I'm asking again, would you please go ahead and hit subscribe and leave a review? To help inspire you to leave the review, what we're going to start doing every week before we go into the main interview, we're going to actually give shout outs to everybody who left a review that week. And then every month, we're going to pick our favorite review and we're going to send that person a gift in the mail. So this week, we have N. Alexander 13 Dayton, Bud 222222, Twitch Pod, The Medium Matters, Tony the Mechanic, and Hippie Chick Forever. Thanks to all those who left the reviews this week. I really appreciate it, and I really hope you continue to listen to the show and enjoy it as much as you do now. Now, everybody who has not left a review, go ahead and do that right now. It only takes a couple minutes, and you will definitely get a shout-out next week and possibly win a gift in October. Now, as always, if you've had an encounter of any kind, it doesn't matter to me what it is. It could be Bigfoot, aliens, ghosts, UFOs, sea monsters. It doesn't matter to me. Dogman. If you've had an encounter and you want to get on the show and share your story, go ahead and shoot me an email at theconfessionalspodcast@gmail.com. That's theconfessionalspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the connection section and you can email me that way as well. Now, this week's show, we have Frank coming on, and Frank has actually seen a triangle-shaped UFO flying very slowly over the city of New York. Without any further delay, let's bring on Frank and hear what he has to say. Okay, tonight I have a good guest coming on. We have Frank, who contacted me through email, and Frank is in Long Island, right, Frank?
Yeah, Long Island, New York.
Gotcha. Okay, cool, man. Now, you told me that you had a UFO experience in the New York, Manhattan area. I think you said it was about 45 miles east of Manhattan, if I remember correctly. Now, you've had other encounters and different, not encounters, but just things that you've seen. But let's start off with the UFO encounter you had. I think you said it was in 2012, right?
Yeah, it happened in August of 2012.
Okay, so why don't you just walk us into what you were doing that night and what did you see?
All right. Well, I was hanging out with my friend John, and we were waiting to meet up with another friend who said he was going to be arriving in about 30 minutes. So me and my friend John walked outside, tried to kill some time. We were just hanging out in front of my house. We walked two houses down to the corner of the street where it intersects another street. We were just sitting there for a while, smoking cigarettes, waiting for my friend. We were there for maybe like 15 minutes or so. And then we started hearing this really strange noise coming towards us. And it was a very deep humming noise, I guess you would call it. But like really deep, and as the thing kept flying towards us, it got louder and louder. And then eventually, after hearing this thing coming towards us, we saw these white lights coming over the trees, and they were really bright white lights. And then just as the lights shined past us to where the thing was literally on top of us, the aircraft, so now we could literally like see the bottom, the whole side of it. That's when we got the best view. And as it flown away, we got an extremely good look at it. It was like maybe 700, 800 feet long. That's like plus, maybe 600 on the lower side. But it was huge, like really, really long, rectangular shaped, but kind of abstract looking, not like a perfect rectangle, but it was way longer than it was wide, maybe like 100, 150 feet wide. And it was really bizarre looking aircraft. The bottom of it had a really large, dark, pulsating red light that would turn on and off every 4 seconds or so. Like it would just be pitch black and then it would light up dark red. And this thing was literally like the size of my backyard almost. Just the red light on the bottom was huge. And had some spinning lights on the back of it. They were spinning counterclockwise, which was really large too, part of the aircraft. I've never seen anything like that. And it's really difficult to describe, but those are the two like main the main feature that was should be recognized by anybody that's seen that thing was the light on the bottom of it. Like it was a huge red light that's like crazy on the bottom of this thing. You got any questions?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now I wanted to ask you to start things off is where you saw this, what's the population like? Is there a lot of people, I'm assuming?
Yeah, it's like a regular neighborhood, what I'm in right here. Like a developed neighborhood, like each block is horizontal, you know, and then some perpendicular blocks cut in there, like some main roads here and there. It's like a regular town.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, because I was wondering, you know, from this description that you gave me, do you know if anybody else saw this thing? Because it sounds like it's huge and in a very populated area. Have you ever heard anybody talking about it?
Only one person, my friend Paul. He said he was about 2 miles west from where this thing was flying west. And he said he was at the gas station on the main road up there getting gas. And he said he saw it fly over there. And he said he saw the red light on the bottom. But he said he didn't get a great look at it. But he said he saw the red light, you know, a big red light on the bottom slowly turning on and off. But I didn't see it on the news. I didn't see it on Facebook. Nothing. You know, like I asked everyone I know in town, my friends, family, everything. Nobody said they seen it except for me and my friend John, which was ridiculously insane. Couldn't believe it. because it had to have flown right over the main road too. So I don't know how no one reported it.
Well, you know what? I wonder if there's a lot of people that saw it. They just didn't publish it anywhere, you know, like they didn't put it on a blog post or they didn't report it to the news. I don't know. I mean, it's a cultural thing, you know. How's the culture in your neighborhood? Is it a bunch of older people that maybe would not want to talk about these kind of things or what?
Yeah, it kind of seems like it, honestly. Like, it seems like no one really knows about it or talks about it, you know, besides making jokes and stuff like that.
Jokes. Yeah, of course. When you looked at this thing, did it seem like it was mechanical in nature? Did it seem like it was something that was built?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely built by something. It was an aircraft, but it was so, like, sci-fi looking, you know? Like, it looked like something out of, like, you know, like some sci-fi artist would draw this for a movie. Like, it looked crazy, crazy looking. Something that should not be flying around. Like, it was like a huge rectangle. Hey, it didn't have any wings on it or anything.
Wow. So how high was it off the ground? Do you know?
I mean, judging by how high, you know, some skyscrapers are in cities, I would say it was under 1,000, but like pushing 1,000.
Wow. So you say it's pushing 1,000 feet up in the air, but it was around 700 feet long. So this thing must have been absolutely huge.
Yeah, it was huge. Exactly. Imagine seeing a plane fly over at that height, like a big one. It looks massive. This thing was ridiculously huge. That's why I'm saying it's probably a good 700-800 feet long, because it was noticeably gigantic.
That's incredible. When you heard that sound, I can't remember if you described it. Was it a humming sound?
Humming. It was like a, I don't know a word to use it. Just like a very deep, like, I don't know how you would say that, you know, just like really deep, weird noise.
Okay. Yeah. Now, when you heard this noise, obviously, I mean, it being that high in the air, and that you heard the sound, it was pretty loud, right?
It was so loud. It was so loud that after this happened, I went inside and told my mom, and I could not believe that she didn't hear it. I couldn't believe that she didn't hear it. That's how loud this thing was.
Wow. Did you feel anything when you had this sound projecting down to you? Could you feel it vibrating at all?
Not really. I mean, maybe the ever so slightest that I didn't even realize. But I was just, like, completely, like, frozen in, like, confusion when I was looking at this thing. Like, my brain, like, shut down for the first couple seconds when I was looking at it. It was, like, so something that's not supposed to exist at all. It looked like it flew out of a different dimension. Like, unbelievable.
Well, you know, some people think that they are extra-dimensional, so maybe, maybe you're not too far off from that.
I don't think that. I think that they're probably somewhere not too far away, you know, within our solar system or just out of it or something.
Gotcha. So this white light that you were talking about, now, was this white light projecting out, or was it more like a luminescent where it just kind of glowed?
It was like headlights on this thing. Like, have you ever seen a plane with, you know, you could see it has like headlights on it, like the sky in front of it's lit up a little bit, but not too much, just a little. Yeah, this thing had, like, bright headlights on it. Like, the whole sky in front of it was, like, blinding white light. I couldn't even see.
It's incredible that what you're describing, and that nobody's talking about it. And this happened back in 2012. So it's like, you know, even if I wanted to go up there and start asking people just to see what they saw, nobody's going to remember it. I mean, it's 2012, you know?
Oh, man. I've been thinking about it, like, on a daily basis since it's happened. It's been 5 years now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine. I mean, there's some people on the show that come on and they share their UFO experience. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have quite a few people describe them, you know, up close. Like, they really saw them closely. Now, yours was pretty far away, but it was so big. Did you notice
any
kind of...
Yeah, I think it was under 1,000, like maybe just a little under 1,000 feet. But it was so big that it was right in your face pretty much, because it was so big. And it was all lit up, like bright lights and the noise it was making. Like, you know, it felt like I was closer than it was, but it still was, you know, not like 50 feet or something ridiculous. Like that's as high as like a small tree.
When you saw this thing, did you notice any kind of texture on it or anything like that? Or could you not really see the body that detailed?
It looked like there was so much going on, you know, like all over it had like, it just looked like abstract, like looking like there was like things all over it, I guess you might say, and not a smooth surface. There was like strange lights all over it. So yeah, it looked like really like developed, I guess.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of stuff on it, basically. It looked like, imagine like an aircraft carrier, you know, in the ocean, like the Navy ships, aircraft carriers. Now imagine that, but like stuff all over it, like set up all over it, abstract looking, not like a perfect rectangle, a lot wider too. And now put that in the sky, hovering over you. Like it was massive, this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to picture what you saw, and the lights that you saw a white light projecting out. You saw the red light on the bottom. Is that all the lights that you saw, or were there other lights, and what color were the lights?
I mean, there was much more lights on it, but those were like, that's what stuck with me, you know, when I looked at it, because that's like the thing on the back of it that was spinning counterclockwise, that thing, it looked like just a spinning wheel of lights that was on the back of it, pretty much. And as it was flying away, you see this spinning lights spinning counterclockwise, like noticeably counterclockwise. As I said after that, I was like, wow, do you see those lights? And my friend, as we were, you know, just talking about it afterwards, losing our minds, we were saying, yeah, those lights on the back were spinning, you know, opposite of a clock, counterclockwise, you could see it. But one of the most noticeable things, if anybody, you know, says, oh, I might have seen the same thing, was the red light on the bottom of it. Like a huge portion of the bottom would just like all light up dark, dark red. And then it would stay lit for like maybe 4 seconds or so. And then it would just like turn off and it'd be pitch black. And then it would wait and then it would just all dark red again. Like it was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the red light must have been substantially large for your one friend to be able to see it, what, 2 miles away, right?
Well, he was 2 miles away on the main road getting gas, and this thing kept flying west, so it had to have, you know, flown over that main road. And he said he seen it, but I don't know, he didn't see it like I saw it. This thing flew like right over my head. He said he just saw, yeah, I seen something with a red light fly over. Like, he didn't get that great of a look at it. So I'm not 100% convinced of him that he actually saw it, but so he says.
Oh, man, that's a bummer if he would just be fibbing to you. But so let me ask you, a lot of people, when they describe these things, I get really two descriptions from people. One, it's either mechanical in nature, like you described, or another person once described to me as it was more biological. And I bring that up a lot.
What do you mean by, was that, I think it's an alien flying around?
Well, I don't know. And that's the thing. That's why I always ask that question, because I'm waiting for somebody to actually say, yeah, it was more biological, so they can actually describe to me what they mean by that. But from what I understand, biological meaning the whatever you see flying in the sky itself is almost like moving. I don't want to portray an image that's false here, but I'm just going to say it. Imagine like a streamer in the sky, how it waves, you know, it does the wave, something like that. Almost like it just kind of like, it looks like it's has a mind of its own almost.
Right.
Now I had somebody not too long ago mentioned on an interview that they knew, or at least they noticed, that this thing noticed them. Did you ever get a feeling that
really,
this craft or anything that might have been operating it knew that you were there?
I mean, maybe, but I would doubt it probably more than I would believe it. Because me and my friend were like what looked like the only people outside, you know, like down up the two blocks that we were on. Didn't see anybody outside. Everybody's houses were, you know, closed up. No noise, nothing, no wind, no clouds. Just me and my friend outside, and this thing flew really low and really slow right over our head. And we were like lit up by this light that it was shining down pretty much. I thought I had a spotlight on me. I was like, I said to my friend, literally, it's a helicopter with a spotlight. And then 2 seconds later, that was out the window. But I thought it was something with a spotlight on us because the light was so bright. But yeah, it was like the size of 50 helicopters.
Wow. That's incredible. Your friend that you were with, what did he say about all this?
He had the exact same reaction as me, just complete confusion. And, you know, like we were so stunned and so blown away. We just saw, it was just like something, it really like screwed me up a little bit. You know, like it's crazy seeing something like that and no one believes you, you know?
Absolutely. So when you tell people,
you know, like the majority of the entire world thinks, oh, this stuff doesn't exist. Everyone's making all these jokes and stuff. And then you see something like this close up with your, you know, 100%, you look right at it, no doubting it anymore.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it messes with you.
Absolutely. And that's the thing, man. I don't understand. And I always tell people this. If I don't understand how people can say that UFOs aren't real. Literally, the description of a UFO is an unidentified flying object. Now, if you can't admit that there's unidentified flying objects in the sky, you're crazy. I mean, there's so many videos and photographs out there alone, not to mention all the witness and testimony, like yours, for these kind of things.
Yeah.
I don't... Like, it's
I've seen,
people who...
I've always thought that UFOs were round, you know, those little round discs, crafts. Little did I know that there's, you know, giant rectangular shaped ships. There's got to be, there's been so many different reportings of, you know, triangle shaped ships, shaped ship. Well, I can't escape. You know what I'm trying to say?
Absolutely.
So many different, you know, kinds of UFOs people have reported.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, there's so many different shapes and sizes, and just characteristics of these things. And, you know, UFOs are, in my mind, the same kind of characterization or category, I should say, of ghosts. You know, like, you can't tell me that ghosts aren't real. I mean, there's too many people who have seen ghosts and have taken photographs and video of ghosts. You can't tell me that there's something not going on there. And that's the way I feel about UFOs as well. What they are, I don't know. Are they all the same from the same place? I don't think so. I think that they probably, I think there's many UFOs out there and many different stories behind the UFO. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's, it might be more than one. I think they're races of aliens, you know, like I really do believe that what was flying that ship was some sort of aliens, you know, like maybe a whole bunch of them. I don't know how many in it, but. There was definitely something that was flying. You know, it was huge, huge aircraft.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, what you thought this was. So you believe it was extraterrestrial?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can't to see that and then think, oh, people were flying that. Are you kidding me? You know what I mean? This, how would we be flying something like that? This thing, the technology difference is night and day, complete night and day. Like this. It looked like it was defying gravity the way it was moving because it didn't have any wings on it. It wasn't aerodynamic. It was just so big and bulky. And it was just like cruising by at a steady speed, you know, really slow.
Now, with the with this sighting happening in New York, do you know if there's any other history of UFO sightings in New York that you can recall?
I heard a UFO crashed out east.
Do you know when?
I don't know, maybe 30 years ago or something like that. My uncle was talking about it. He said, I think the authorities, you know, took over the scene and recovered it.
Gotcha. Are there any military bases around you?
No, I don't think so. But I think there used to be one or something like at the end of the island, like Montauk, maybe.
Project Montauk. Now, that's a different show. Don't get me started on Project Montauk. that's a different show. We're not going to get on that today. Oh, man, that's the rabbit hole right there. I'm not going to go down today.
Yeah.
It's a holiday. So that's crazy, man. That's a really interesting account that you have that you have there. And I think it's interesting that you actually experienced it with somebody else. And I mean, for you, it sounds like that can be a comforting thing just to know that you had somebody there to witness it with you. Is that how you feel?
Yeah. I still talk to him like every day, you know, we're still really good friends. And the amount of times we've, you know, brought it up, sickening.
Well, it sounds like it's life-changing. Sounds like it's life-changing.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me stop you right there. And when we come back from the break, I want you to kind of take us into some of the other activity you saw in the sky between 2012 and I think you said 2015.
That sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back after this break. Are you on the hunt for strange stuff? Check out Small Town Monsters, an independent film series that's documenting unusual events all around the country. Focusing on small town folklore, Small Town Monsters has told the stories of the Minerva Monster, the Boggy Creek Monster, the Mothman of Point Pleasant, and more. With future films coming out in 2017 and 2018, Small Town Monsters is a fascinating film series for those who love bizarre stories and eyewitness accounts. Check them out now at smalltownmonsters.com. All right, we're back and we're talking to Frank, who saw a triangle UFO that was absolutely huge over Long Island. Frank, you've had this experience, and you told me before we started the recording that pretty much really between 2012 and 2015, there was a lot of activity that you've noticed, especially in the sky. Would you want to share some of the details as what you saw? You know, you told me about a light that you saw going across the sky that kind of resembled a satellite, but it had something else going on with it. Would you want to talk about that?
Yeah, it looked exactly like a star in the sky or a satellite, just a little white speck in the sky amongst all the stars. But that little white speck is moving across the whole sky. And the way this thing moved was unlike anything I've ever seen before. Each distance it would make from point A to point B, it would literally jump from spot to spot. Like, it wouldn't just, like, you know, fly there, slowly fly there or something. It would, like, instantaneously, like, jump there. Little jumps, though. And it would be jumping across the sky the whole time. The whole time it's moving from, you know, one side of the sky to the other side of the sky. It's doing these little jumps from spot to spot. And this thing jumps, you know, from, like, the right side of the sky, like, to the middle, all with these little jumps. And then it stopped moving completely in the middle of the sky, just about. And then it froze there for a good 30 seconds, maybe. And then a plane flew on, like, its exact, like, trajectory path, but, you know, a lot lower. And then it crossed. After the plane crossed, this thing started bouncing in the other direction. And then it kept going in that direction until it was gone. You know, just like little jumps to the spot, to spot, to spot, to spot. It was insane.
So do you think that light bouncing around and then it stopped, do you think it stopped because it knew the plane was coming?
That's what it looked like. Because I was like, oh, look, the plane is going right at it. And then this plane, like, crossed it, like, perfectly. But, you know, it was a lot lower than it was. And then this thing, after the plane passed, it waited for, you know, a couple seconds and then just started bouncing in the other direction. And it looked like a star, you know, just like a white star in the sky. It looks the same.
So the fact that it was moving is the only thing that would make it look different than a star. If it was standing still, you would have thought it was just a star.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't be able to tell at all. If it was standing still, it looks just like all the other stars. But this thing was bouncing around like crazy.
And I'm assuming this is pretty far away compared to the other one.
Yeah, this thing was really high up there.
Okay. Now, with it bouncing around, do you think it had some kind of pattern? Or did it look kind of like total randomness?
I mean, it almost looked like it would bounce from like spot to spot and then like have like a recoil effect, almost like it would, like, you know, like shift a little, but it was like, you know, like almost like instantaneously transporting to the spot in front of it. It's really, really, really weird propulsion. Really, really weird. I can't even imagine how that could even be possible.
Yeah, it sounds pretty bizarre. Do you think that with the way it was bouncing around and everything, I mean, do you think it was maybe some kind of communication or just the way it was moving was just something that it was doing?
No, this thing was like under intelligent control for sure. It flew across the entire sky like that. And especially when it froze and the plane flew right by it, that was really, really cool.
that definitely sounds cool. With the way it was bouncing, though, do you think that there was somebody or something that was meant to be observing it and understand what the movements meant?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. No, I was just wondering because, I mean, it just sounds pretty bizarre just to see something bouncing across the sky like that.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever seen anything like that. But I have seen what looked like the same things. They look like satellites. They look like stars. But I seen like 6 or 7 of them fly, you know, across the whole span of the sky in like a half an hour. I saw them in like a half an hour. I saw like 6 or 7 of them, but they looked just like satellites and they were flying from, you know, one spot in the sky to the other spot into the distance. Same exact like speed, no blinking lights, nothing, just a white speck in the sky from one side to the other side. I saw like 6 or 7 of them in the span of like a half hour one time. So it's obviously not satellites. You know, we're not orbiting the planet in different directions every, you know, 3 minutes.
Were they flying together or were they separate?
No, I mean, I thought they might be going in the same direction, but some of them weren't, you know. Some of them were going like some more sideways. So, yeah, it didn't look like it really.
All right, so they weren't in like any kind of formation?
No, not in the formation. My friend John, the one that I saw, the close-up one with, he saw 3 of the orbs in a formation one time, like really close up too. Like he said, they formed a triangle, and then after the 3 of them formed a perfect triangle, they all started like increasing in brightness, and then they would like disappear entirely, and then they would like reappear, and then get like really bright again. Like they were all like fading in and out, and getting really bright and disappearing. And they said they all blinked out one by one after that. But yeah, I've had a few encounters with those orbs too. Yeah, I've seen a red one time, and I've seen 2 orange ones. Might have seen a pink one. That's about it, which is, you know, a lot. But I've seen one of the red ones one time. My friend John down the block called me and said, "You're not going to believe this. There's a red orb flying down the block towards your house," because he was walking to my house. And I ran down the driveway, and believe it or not, there's literally a red orb flying down the block, you know, from like his house towards my house pretty much. And then it got like most of the way towards me, and then it went straight up into the sky and disappeared, you know, it's like straight up pretty much. And then after it disappeared into the sky, a good minute or so later, this just white light just flew across the entire sky pretty fast too. Like in just seconds, whole sky.
Wow.
So it kind of looked like the orb, you know, flew up to the craft and the craft flew away. That's what it looked like happened. Because the craft flew away, you know, in very few seconds, and it covered the entire distance of the sky I was looking at. Just like a white light, really, after the orb flew up.
Wow, that's it. So what you just described there, it sounds to me, I could be totally wrong, I'm just saying, it really sounds to me like this orb almost sounds like it was sent to go spy or something. I don't know. Check something out.
Like a drone, like a scout. Yeah, that's what I think they are, honestly. But I've seen the orange ones. I've seen. I saw them really close up, and I couldn't see any definition in it at all. It just looked like just light. I remember saying to my friend who was in the car with me when these things flew right over like my hood, pretty much. I was like, if I were to grab those with my fishing net, would it go right through or would it get stuck in the net? Like, is there anything in that? Because it literally just looked like balls of light. You didn't see any definition, anything, just like pure light. But I'm sure there's probably something in the middle emitting this bright light, but they're really, even close up, you can't see anything. It doesn't look like at all, just light. And they're like the size of a basketball, give or take.
Yeah, that's a common description, the size of a basketball. It's enough to freak you out. Did you feel any fear when you saw these things?
More curiosity and like amazement than fear, really. Even though it is a little sketchy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely outside the norm. When you saw the red one going down your block, how high was it off the ground? I'm assuming it was like pretty much street
level. Oh, that was pretty low. Yeah, that was like maybe 50 feet. I don't know. Maybe like 40, like 50 feet probably. Because it was pretty low when I saw it. And then it flew right up to the sky after it was like flying towards my house from down the block. It's flying this way and then flew straight up into the sky completely all the way up. Gone. Just vanished. And then, you saw the thing fly across the sky like a minute later. Like literally just like a minute later because we were still standing there staring at the sky.
Wow, that's incredible. So when you saw whatever it was fly across the sky, you were with your friend at that point?
No, he was, I think he just made it by then, I'm pretty sure, because he was, like, just down the block walking towards my house when he was calling me saying, you know, look at this shit.
That's crazy, man. That's absolutely crazy. No, it's fine. It's fine. Going back to your big encounter story that you talked about, I forgot to ask you, this thing, did it just pass by or did it like shoot off or did it just kind of like go slowly?
It never changed speed. Yeah, it just continuously was the same slow speed the whole time. And it just cruised away into the distance. Like it was really, really a sight to see.
Man, I'm so jealous, man. I hear these people tell these different stories of seeing UFOs and stuff. And I think I might have seen one when I was a kid, but I'm just not totally sure about it. My mom saw it with me, and she swears it was UFO. But I never had an encounter like yours, where there's no doubt about it. You saw something that was not normal. You know, it's just incredible to me. What do you think that all these things are? I mean, when you talk about the orbs and the UFOs, do you think they're all related?
Yeah, I think that they're all, you know, what we're seeing is the technology that these aliens have built, basically, because this stuff didn't just, you know, I don't think come out of nowhere. And obviously we didn't make it, you know, definitely, definitely not. So if it's not ours, definitely, then there's no other explanation but, you know, some other alien race of whatever kind it may look like. Really, I have absolutely no idea. Could be, you know, like people say, the little, you know, humanoids, however, 3 feet, 5 feet tall. But, you know, it's really until they show themselves up for debate what they look like. But it seems like they're, you know, it's been a constant presence in and around this planet for as long back as, you know, humans have been recording this stuff, you know, a really, really long time. So it looks like they've always been here, popping in and out, doing whatever, getting water, whatever they're doing here, you know, this whole time. But, like, letting us control the planet, like, you know, it seems like they're just, like, stopping here or something, monitoring us, monitoring the planet, maybe.
So, I mean, clearly from your encounter story and then seeing the orbs and the lights in the sky, I mean, you spent a lot of time thinking about this.
A lot of time.
Well, that's good. I mean, at least you're not running from it. Some people see this stuff and they never talk about it again to anybody or themselves. They just refuse to go down that road.
So hard not to.
That's what I think too. Like, I would think that if you see something like this, it'd be so hard not to talk about it.
I don't know. Why wouldn't you want to share that with, you know, someone you're friends with or something like that? You see something that's not supposed to exist pretty much, when you want to share that information that you just found out that it's real? Firsthand.
Exactly. I don't know if people are afraid that people are going to reject them or what, but it's, I find it bizarre that sometimes people, even in groups, like sometimes 2, 3, 4 people all see something totally out of the ordinary and they never talk about it at all to each other. I don't understand it. I just don't understand it. When it comes to these UFOs, do you think that, all right, so you believe that they're from, you know, another galaxy or whatever. Do you think
I don't think they're the galaxy. I think in our solar system, or probably this, they're probably like always in within our solar system. There's like always a presence, probably. Where it might be, who knows?
Okay. So do you think that they stay here on our planet at times instead of going back to where
probably.
They're from?
Okay. I mean, they probably, you know, could stay here on parts of the planet for, you know, I don't know how long, but they could, you know, make stops here. And we would have no idea, you know, parts of the planet that there's nobody on. I've heard, you know, I've heard of UFOs even flying underwater, called USOs, unidentified submerged objects. But I don't know, you know, how credible some of those reports were, but, that's, you know, people have said they've seen that. UFOs flying into water, you know, going underwater or coming out of water.
Right.
The planet is, you know, pretty much all water. So if they have the capability of doing that, which I'm sure they do, so, you know, they would have no problem doing that. But they could be, you know, literally like anywhere in our, you know, solar system that they could, you know, park their ships or whatever, like parts of the moon, parts of Mars, parts of, you know, whatever out there. There's a lot out there that we don't even know, you know, outside of just the, like the major planets.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, I know a lot of people who listen to this show probably heard me say this story a million times, but I'll just mention it to you since you brought it up. I literally have seen video and photographs of, and I actually have them, you know, on my computer, of a UFO leaving the water. And
really?
Yeah. It happened during a storm. A guy was filming the storm coming in from, he lives on a bay, and you can see the storm clouds coming in and the lightning and everything. And so he started videoing it, and he actually didn't even see this happen until he was going back through his video. And he saw, he was trying to freeze frame the lightning to make, I guess, to take a screenshot and make it a picture kind of thing. And he got the lightning bolt striking the water, and he sees something leaving the water as the lightning was striking the water. And you could see in three different pictures, the same lightning bolt, or at least, I think it was the same lightning bolt. It was within like a second or something. You see this object leave the water, and you see it in the sky in two other locations as it's moving up into the sky. And so it happened really fast. I mean, you know how fast lightning is. So whatever flew out of the water flew out extremely fast. As fast
that's
as lightning.
Pretty incredible.
Right?
I've actually had one person tell me that they've seen a UFO fly up out of the water and fly away into the sky. I don't know if this guy was kidding or what, but I was a kid when he told me. It was my friend's mom's, you know, one of her boyfriends or whatever. He owned like a 60 or 60 something foot boat. And he said he was on the boat with a few of his friends hanging out, drinking, fishing and stuff. And they said he was on the top deck. They were just, you know, maybe him and two of his friends or something. And he said this, it was like tan colored UFO came up out of the water and flew away into the sky. I don't know if this guy was just pulling my leg or what, but he really did tell me that.
Wow. Do you know what body of water he was talking about?
I don't remember, but I'm assuming, you know, over here off of Long Island somewhere where I live.
The Hudson Bay's there, right?
What is it? I think the Atlantic Ocean or whatever.
Okay.
Because I live in like the middle of Long Island, so
gotcha.
When I go to the beach, you know, it's not like by the city.
Gotcha. I know it's a big area. Wow. So you have, you've had some stories, man. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing them.
Yeah, no problem. Figured I'd, you know, come on. A lot of people like to hear this type of stuff, you know, and, I like your show too. So I wanted to share it on here.
Well, I really appreciate it, man. This is definitely a very interesting encounter, especially that first one with the triangle UFO, man. That just, whenever I hear people share the triangle UFO stories, because I mean, a lot of people see these triangle UFOs, I just find it so fascinating, absolutely fascinating. But
I know.
I definitely appreciate you coming on tonight. And if you ever have anything else that you've seen up there and stuff, just give me a shout, man. All right.
Yeah. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man. I'll talk to you later. Well, that's the show, everybody. I really hope you enjoyed it. And if you haven't done so already, like I said in the beginning of the show, go ahead and give us a rating or review on iTunes, and we will definitely give you a shout out next week. If you had an encounter or a story you'd like to share on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. The email address is theconfessionalspodcast@gmail.com. That's theconfessionalspodcast@gmail.com, or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the connection section and you can reach me that way as well. I hope you guys have a great week coming up here, and I will definitely see you next week right here, Saturday night, on The Confessionals.
I'm over the show, yeah, at least now I know.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.